Блок 1. Аудирование. Задание А. Прослушайте новостной репортаж и заполните пропуски тремя словами, так как они прозвучали в тексте. Прослушайте текст дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
The authors acknowledge that a transition from fossil fuels to renewable energy is easier to recommend than to achieve. Many countries are locked into using fuels like coal. Here in Germany, coal provides nearly half the electricity. But because greenhouse gases are building up in the atmosphere so rapidly, the conclusion is that it's better to make the change sooner rather than later. Professor Jim Ski of Imperial College is a leading figure on the panel.
The message is that we need to start from 2020 onwards. If you wait as long as 2030 to put in place measures, it is going to start to get difficult. Emissions have risen more quickly in the last 10 years than they have at any point in the past. And if we carry on in that kind of way till 2030, then you will be faced with these difficult choices. We need to move much more quickly than that.
One surprise is a low estimate for the cost of phasing out fossil fuels and boosting wind and solar power. The panel says that less than 0.1% will be shaved off annual global growth. However, this figure rests on a host of assumptions, and for the moment, renewable energy still needs subsidies, which raises questions about public acceptance. The panel does believe its options are feasible, and it hopes they'll be implemented in the coming years. The authors acknowledge that a transition from fossil fuels to renewable energy is easier to recommend than to achieve. Many countries are locked into using fuels like coal. Here in Germany, coal provides nearly half the electricity. But because greenhouse gases are building up in the atmosphere so rapidly, the conclusion is that it's better to make the change sooner rather than later. Professor Jim Ski of Imperial College is a leading figure on the panel.
The message is that we need to start from 2020 onwards. If you wait as long as 2030 to put in place measures, it is going to start to get difficult. Emissions have risen more quickly in the last 10 years than they have at any point in the past. And if we carry on in that kind of way till 2030, then you will be faced with these difficult choices. We need to move much more quickly than that.
One surprise is a low estimate for the cost of phasing out fossil fuels and boosting wind and solar power. The panel says that less than 0.1% will be shaved off annual global growth. However, this figure rests on a host of assumptions, and for the moment, renewable energy still needs subsidies, which raises questions about public acceptance. The panel does believe its options are feasible, and it hopes they'll be implemented in the coming years.
Задание Б. Прослушайте отрывок из рассказа и выполните задание к тексту. Прослушайте отрывок дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
"Hans," said the miller, "I will give you my wheelbarrow. It's not in very good repair. Indeed, one side is gone, and there's something wrong with the wheel spokes. But in spite of that, I will give it to you. I know it is very generous of me, and a great many people would think me extremely foolish for parting with it. But I'm not like the rest of the world. I think that generosity is the essence of friendship. And besides, I've got a new wheelbarrow for myself. Yes, you may set your mind at ease. I will give you my wheelbarrow." "Well, really, that is generous of you," said little Hans, and his funny round face glowed all over with pleasure. "I can easily put it in repair, as I have a plank of wood in the house." "A plank of wood?" said the miller. "Why, that's just what I want for the roof of my barn. There's a very large hole in it, and the corn will get all damp if I don't stop it up. How lucky you mentioned it. It's quite remarkable how one good action always breeds another. I've given you my wheelbarrow, and now you are going to give me your plank. Of course, the wheelbarrow is worth far more than the plank, but true friendship never notices things like that. Pray get it at once, and I will set to work at my barn this very day." "Certainly," cried little Hans, and he ran into the shed and dragged the plank out. "It's not a very big plank," said the miller, looking at it, "and I'm afraid that after I've mended my barn roof, there won't be any left for you to mend the wheelbarrow with. But, of course, that's not my fault. And now, as I have given you my wheelbarrow, I'm sure you would like to give me some flowers in return. Here's the basket. Mind you fill it quite full." "Quite full?" said little Hans rather sorrowfully, for it was really a very big basket, and he knew that if he filled it, he would have no flowers left for the market, and he was very anxious to get his silver buttons back. "Well, really," answered the miller, "as I have given you my wheelbarrow, I don't think that it is much to ask you for a few flowers. I may be wrong, but I should have thought that friendship, true friendship, was quite free from selfishness of any kind." "My dear friend, my best friend," cried little Hans, "you are welcome to all the flowers in my garden. I would much sooner have your good opinion than my silver buttons any day." And he ran and plucked all his pretty primroses and filled the miller's basket. "Good-bye, little Hans," said the miller, as he went up the hill with the plank on his shoulder and the big basket in his hand. "Good-bye," said little Hans, and he began to dig away quite merrily, he was so pleased about the wheelbarrow. "Hans," said the miller, "I will give you my wheelbarrow. It's not in very good repair. Indeed, one side is gone, and there's something wrong with the wheel spokes. But in spite of that, I will give it to you. I know it is very generous of me, and a great many people would think me extremely foolish for parting with it. But I'm not like the rest of the world. I think that generosity is the essence of friendship. And besides, I've got a new wheelbarrow for myself. Yes, you may set your mind at ease. I will give you my wheelbarrow." "Well, really, that is generous of you," said little Hans, and his funny round face glowed all over with pleasure. "I can easily put it in repair, as I have a plank of wood in the house." "A plank of wood?" said the miller. "Why, that's just what I want for the roof of my barn. There's a very large hole in it, and the corn will get all damp if I don't stop it up. How lucky you mentioned it. It's quite remarkable how one good action always breeds another. I've given you my wheelbarrow, and now you are going to give me your plank. Of course, the wheelbarrow is worth far more than the plank, but true friendship never notices things like that. Pray get it at once, and I will set to work at my barn this very day." "Certainly," cried little Hans, and he ran into the shed and dragged the plank out. "It's not a very big plank," said the miller, looking at it, "and I'm afraid that after I've mended my barn roof, there won't be any left for you to mend the wheelbarrow with. But, of course, that's not my fault. And now, as I have given you my wheelbarrow, I'm sure you would like to give me some flowers in return. Here's the basket. Mind you fill it quite full." "Quite full?" said little Hans rather sorrowfully, for it was really a very big basket, and he knew that if he filled it, he would have no flowers left for the market, and he was very anxious to get his silver buttons back. "Well, really," answered the miller, "as I have given you my wheelbarrow, I don't think that it is much to ask you for a few flowers. I may be wrong, but I should have thought that friendship, true friendship, was quite free from selfishness of any kind." "My dear friend, my best friend," cried little Hans, "you are welcome to all the flowers in my garden. I would much sooner have your good opinion than my silver buttons any day." and he ran and plucked all his pretty primroses and filled the miller's basket. "Goodbye, little Hans," said the miller, as he went up the hill with the plank on his shoulder and the big basket in his hand. "Goodbye," said little Hans, and he began to dig away quite merrily, he was so pleased about the wheelbarrow.
Конец блока 1.